that happens in life can happen in a show. You can make them laugh, you can make them cry. Anything, anything can go.
Better to be on fire than never be loved again. Never be loved again.
Welcome to your weekend. This is Weekend Showcase, your North State Arts Magazine. I'm Tom Kinney. Today our guest is one of the North State's favorite singer-songwriters, Hannah Jane Kyle. She'll be talking with us about the two new albums she's about to release and about her live concert a week from tonight at the Chico Women's Club. And on today's show, you'll hear Hannah Jane Kyle performing three of her brand new songs right here in the KCHO NSPR studio. Stay tuned. First, here's Brian Maul with the North State Arts Calendar.
In Reading, Axiom Repertory Theater presents The Bucket List. Some of the best local actors perform scenes, monologues, and songs showcasing their abilities. Two chances to see The Bucket List at Reading's Old City Hall, tomorrow night at 7:30 and Sunday at 2. Tonight, at Chico's Downtown Plaza, come dance to the reggae sounds of Cali Vibes. The music starts at 7 o'clock. At the Blue Room Theater in Chico, Fresh Ink, a festival of freshly created one-act plays. Writers have had just 5 days to pen an original piece, and directors have had a week to cast and rehearse. New and innovative theater next Wednesday and Thursday evening, beginning at 7:30. The festival continues through a week from Sunday. Chico's Red Tavern on Esplanade at 3rd Avenue features North State realities and fantasies, paintings by Dolores Mitchell. Her subjects include Cape Breakers, 1 mile swimming pool, as well as Chico area orchards and rice fields. Opening in Chico next Thursday at MALCA, the Museum of Northern California Art, Persistence, an exhibit showing the works of 60 women artists from Northern California. Museum hours, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., Thursday through Sunday. At Yuba City's Acting Company, the classic British crime thriller, An Inspector Calls. This play is on stage tonight and tomorrow at 7:30 with a Sunday matinee at 2. That's the calendar for this week. Celebrating a birthday today, British actor Sir Ian McKellen. Why do you act? McKellen has been asked. His answer, you act for an audience. In theater, you're in their presence. Film stars don't know what it is to have an audience.
We're so pleased to have Hannah Jane Kyle on Weekend Showcase.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I so appreciate it.
You're releasing two brand new albums. I guess the official release date is the same date as the concert in Chico.
Mm-hmm.
It's a week from tonight. What led you to release two albums on one day?
What happened is I have a lot of material and I didn't know what to do with it exactly. Most of the songs on They Almost Got Away are songs that I never, ever in a million years thought I would release. One day I was just sitting playing old songs and trying to refigure them out because it's been 4 or 5 years since I've tried to play them. And Corey, my drummer slash sweetheart slash extraordinaire, he's like, what is that? I'm like, oh, just some old song. And he's like, we have to record it. And I said, no way, for like 2 months. Finally, he just convinced me. The argument that he used that got me is you may not like these songs, but I've been sitting in jams and at gigs, and I've seen people ask for some of these songs. It really made me realize that it's not all about me, you know, and sometimes people need these songs and they need to hear them. So that's where the Almost Got Away came from. And then Broken Girls Anthem is my second album that is really shiny and new and has a lot of pop influences in it. I'm just so excited and so proud. It's the first time I've really been proud of an album or albums that I'm putting out. And not to mention two at once, third and fourth albums together. It's just so cool.
You are, I'd have to say, one of the most popular acts in Northern California here. How long have you been writing songs and performing songs?
I didn't start playing guitar until I was 14, so that was pretty late. But I had begun playing bass and drums because my brother was in a metal band when he was 14 and I was 12. He needed a bassist and I could, you know, copy him. And then he needed a drummer, so I filled in. And then I started playing piano. And once I picked up the guitar, that was it. I used to tell my brother, I'm never going to play the acoustic guitar because there were so many girls that would just strum just down quarter notes and play songs. And I did not want to be that.
How would you characterize the type of singer-musician that you are?
Oh, gosh. That's a hard question. People always try to put me in a box. They always say, well, what genre is it? And I say, I don't know. These two albums are definitely leaning towards pop, but my universal answer is usually singer-songwriter.
When you were on Weekend Showcase many years ago, we discovered that you have a background in theater, which interested me because I'm a theater teacher. One of the biggest jobs of an actor is to make it new for you and the audience
every time.
Yeah. Do you feel that you're able to do that thing of making it like the first time every time you're in front of an audience?
Oh, absolutely. We're human beings. We're not robots. So we can't be 100% present all the time. Musicians, I think they call it like being in the zone.
Right.
It's like meditation. It's a practice. I don't feel like it's a state of mind as much as it is trying to get there and stay there as long as you can. What helped me a lot is someone told me, if you're feeling nervous or scared or frustrated or whatever you're feeling, and if it's not a good feeling, if you make it about the audience, and it just switched everything for me. Like, in a hot minute, it changed everything because you have to have a balance. It has to be enough about you to where if they're not giving, they're not sucking the soul out of your body, you know?
Yeah.
And you still have some left for yourself, but to make it half and half makes it so cool and special when they give and you give back. And then it's just this constant transference of energy and joy and sadness. It's so cool.
All your fans, and you have so many of them here in the Chico area and all over the North State, we're so pleased that you're starting off your mini tour to introduce these albums in Chico at the Chico Women's Club a week from tonight. So what do you have to say to all of your fans out there?
It's going to be like nothing you've seen from me so far.
How is it different?
We're having a 9-piece band, full band, backup vocalists. We're performing all new material for the first time ever. I'm just playing songs off the new albums. There is a theme, and I'm not going to tell anyone what the theme is. That means costumes.
Oh, really?
It's going to be so fun. We've all worked so hard, and I just really hope that you guys will all come join me and celebrate with me.
That's a week from tonight on June 1st at the Chico Women's Club. One of your two albums that you're releasing is all brand new songs, and it's called Broken Girls Anthem. Are you a broken girl?
Always. Proud of it.
Proud. So what are you proud about being broken?
There are so many times in my life when I look in the mirror and I do not like what I see, or I play a show and I'm picking myself to pieces. My best friends see this and my family sees this and they hate it in the same way that I hate when my best friends are unkind to themselves. If they were as mean to themselves as they were to me, we would not be friends. So I kind of wanted to write a song that put across the feeling, yeah, we're imperfect. We're not all from magazines. We're not all in Hollywood movies. We don't strive for that unattainable beauty that no one has. No one's perfect. And if we can just accept our shortcomings and flaws, or even flaws that we think that are flaws that no one else does because no one cares, then life would be a lot easier. My new go-to is to think, okay, not perfect, but that's okay.
we've set up for you to actually perform for us here on Weekend Showcase in the KCHO NSPR studio, Hannah Jane Kyle. Tell us a little bit about this song.
This first song is called Vion, named after my grandfather. I spent the first 5 or 6 years of my life living with my grandparents. I have 5 siblings. When I was 6 weeks old, our house burnt down. So all of us moved to my grandparents' 3-bedroom cottage.
And this was in Auburn, right?
In Auburn, off Dry Creek Road. My grandpa was my main father figure, the dad that told you about work ethic and gave you your lunch money. Then he drove us to school every morning. He lectured us, you know, and he was a total curmudgeon, totally grumpy old man. But I loved him so dearly. And when he passed away, I felt a piece of myself was lost because I didn't even know who I was yet. I was 16.
And this song is a tribute to him?
Yeah, it is really about how complex our relationship was. He had very high standards, and I was a creative kid without an outlet, so I was kind of wild.
Leather hands, bigger heart, and different plans for me. Half a child and half a sin, daylight shines right through the breeze. My wings away with tender care. Rugged chin and weary eyes, little palms reaching for you. The time, it was not your fight. Love me good, help me grow. Let me be, let me be, let me just to be. Never born, and now I'm seen. Once I was your child, now I am a woman, 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 shamefully
the song Vion from one of the 2 albums that Hannah Jane Kyle is releasing. I've seen the artwork from the cover of that album, Broken Girls Anthem. And it shows a hand holding a heart, but it's not like a Valentine heart. It's a real human heart, and
yes.
It's all made out of jagged puzzle pieces.
Yes.
And I know that you had some health problems recently.
Did.
Tell us about that.
About a year ago, we decided on this artwork because I wanted an American tattoo feel. I wanted a vintage feel, especially to go with the title track of the album, which kind of has Andrew Sisters mixed with Sarah Bareilles. You know, it's like modern mixed with vintage. I wanted this broken heart because I feel like the more you can be joyful in those times of sorrow and to be able to have both, it's just so special. But the reason why it's so strange and so crazy, we have heart-shaped merch and our album cover is hearts and red and pink and white are our theme colors.
But your health problems had to do with your heart, right?
Yeah, and that it was about a month ago, actually a little less than a month, I was in the hospital for something called RVOT tachycardia, which basically never happens to people younger than 50. It's pretty rare. They
and
went
we,
in.
And we should tell people who aren't familiar with you, you're hardly 50 here. You about, what, 25?
I'm 23.
23, okay. But you struggled with this heart condition. I'm so glad that you're back. We're so looking forward to seeing you perform and to see you healthy and
Me
such
too.
A vibrant presence. So that kind of dovetailed with this whole broken heart motif.
Yeah, it really did. I mean, a lot of the themes in the album are about love, joy, and loss, but overcoming that and being able to be happy and be joyful even when things are hard and tough. It just really, really reiterated everything on the album. I woke up from surgery and I was so grateful to still be here. It took them a while to figure out what was wrong. They're hoping that the surgery I got cured it, but there's no promises. So I'm just being totally present and I'm so excited. So many people don't get to do what I get to do. So it just really makes me extra grateful and happy and scared and excited.
Mm-hmm.
To be on this journey, especially with these new albums and the 9-piece band that I've been kind of musical directing, and it's been crazy and cool.
Well, Hannah, let's hear another song from one of the two albums that you're releasing.
This is my favorite song on the album, Broken Girls Anthem. This song is just about being in the moment and being present, overcoming sadness, and knowing that the people that love you the most are the people that can hurt you the most, and knowing that that's okay and it's part of it. And being heartbroken is all part of it. One of the lines is, it's better to be on fire than never be loved again. So this one's called To Be Loved Again.
I see you sacrifice years from your for love, all for love. I see your smile hide the light gone from your eyes, all for love. Worth the pain. captures you. He's something I hold on to. All of that love, all of that love, two bodies tangled up as minutes turn to hours. On fire, let's be on fire, be on fire, and let me be loved again. Let me be loved again. Let me be loved again. Again, let me be loved again. Let me be loved again.
Well, Hannah Jane Kyle, let's hear one more song. She's singing it live here in the KCHO NSPR studio. Tell me a little bit about this.
I wrote this after my first trip to Nashville, and I went with a friend, but a lot of time I was mainly by myself pitching songs and checking out honky-tonks and, you know, all the good food. I had a wonderful time, but I did miss my sweetheart, so I tried to capture that feeling of being missed and missing someone, knowing that you're going to come back. This one's called Goodbye.
Tomorrow I'll go, but today I stay with you. I pack my things before the sun has gone, and I run, pretty one. But first, you'd love me under the sun. Tomorrow I'll go, but today I'll be your girl. I'd wear a floral dress indeed, and I would sit upon your knee. But first, you'd make love to me. With your breath upon my cheek, head on my heart, and fast asleep. Good morning, love. Did you ever dream? Good morning, love. How do you sleep? Good morning, love. Did you ever dream? Good morning, love. How do you sleep?
Would someone go to purchase either or both of these albums that are coming out now?
You can check out my website. It's www.hannahjanekyle. That's K-I-L-E.com.
And it's Hannah with an H, right?
With an H.
H-A-N-N-A-H.
Yes.
Jane Kyle.
Pretty sure we will have the albums up digital and physical on June 1st.
Two new albums coming out. You may be able to buy those albums. They'll be on the table perhaps at the concert, which is a week from tonight, June 1st, at the Chico Women's Club. Thanks so much, Hannah Jane Kyle, for coming in and talking all about it.
Thank you so much.
You can hear more from Hannah Jane Kyle on NSPR's Songs from Studio C, broadcast Monday during All Things Considered in the late afternoon, and Tuesday during Morning Edition. And of course, Hannah Jane will be live on stage for her concert a week from tonight at the Chico Women's Club. That's Weekend Showcase for this week. We'll be back next Friday at 3 o'clock. If you ever miss this show at its regular broadcast time, you can hear it online anytime after 3:30 Friday at mynspr.org. As always, we encourage you to enjoy the arts in the North State. For Weekend Showcase, I'm Tom Kinney. Weekend Showcase is a production of North State Public Radio.
Good morning, love. How'd you sleep?